This is 91.9 KVCR. Good morning. I'm Kent Vincent. On Fridays, we talk with Press Enterprise columnist Cassie McDuff and review a few of the big news stories from around the Inland Empire over the past week. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ken.
Let's start out with the closure of another for-profit college chain, this one Marinello Beauty Colleges.
You know, this is just the latest in a string of these for-profit colleges that are being cracked down on by federal education authorities. They're looking at whether these colleges are being honest with their students about graduation rates, whether they're being honest with federal authorities about whether these students have actual high school diplomas so they qualify for federal aid. And Marinello kind of got swept up in that. They have closed 53 campuses from Connecticut to California, including five in the inland area, San Bernardino, Ontario, Moreno Valley, Murrieta, and Hemet. And this has kind of left the students in the lurch. They're looking to transfer their credits to other beauty colleges, and they say they're having trouble getting those credits accepted. Some of them say they were, you know, days from graduation, and it kind of puts them back on their heels.
Now, you know, obviously this is a hassle for students, but is it costing anybody money? Is it costing them money?
Well, it could be costing the federal government a lot of money because these students have federal loans, and now how are they going to repay the loans? Assemblyman Jose Medina of Riverside said there's a need to increase the state oversight of these schools, make sure this kind of thing doesn't happen.
Interesting. Next, the city of Norco has settled with the IRS over misuse of bonds.
Right. The federal government said these bonds were sold as tax exempt, but the way the city used them to basically make a loan to a sports group to build a big sports complex in town and to be repaid by the developers makes those bonds taxable. So the city has agreed to pay $500,000 to settle the matter, basically paying the tax, I would assume. The city says it just had a different interpretation of the tax code. It's not admitting it did anything wrong. The developers built a 122-acre sports complex, and they're leasing the land from the city. The city still owns the land, but the developers are running it. It's apparently very successful. The city manager says it's bringing in a lot of sports teams for soccer and riding enthusiasts, and he said it's created jobs.
Now, does the federal government consider tax-exempt bonds something that cities themselves will construct these projects? Was the problem that the city leased the land to a private developer and let the private developer develop the project?
Well, I think the problem is more that the city let the developer use the money as a loan, and the developer is paying the city back. The developer is putting in infrastructure like water lines and those types of things. The city is going to benefit from that. But the problem with the IRS really was over repaying this loan.
And $500,000 and the whole thing's settled now then, right?
That's what the city believes.
Okay. And finally, I guess the headline for this one could be Crook Caught by Cops Thanks to Cookies.
Yeah, Ken, just to end on a lighter note, this is kind of a dumb crooks case, I guess. A man on a souped-up motorcycle was, the police tried to pull him over in Hemet. He wouldn't yield. He took off, led a high-speed chase at speeds up to 100 miles per hour. And as they were chasing him, the police saw him throw something, and it landed in the bushes. They lost sight of him, caught up to him later at his home. They traced him by his license number. But by then, they had lost sight of him, so they couldn't prove that he was the driver. But the motorcycle was sitting there smoking hot. So the police went back, and what they found in the bushes was a box of Girl Scout cookies, and it had a note taped to it thanking the buyer and giving the phone number. And so the police called the phone number and located the father of the little girl, and he said indeed they had sold a box of cookies to a man on a motorcycle, and the police took him, and he identified the driver.
So this wasn't necessarily a case of cookie crumbs leading to the crook, but just about.
Well, that's the way the cookie crumbles.
Press Enterprise columnist Cassie McDuff, thank you.
Thank you, Ken.